Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Laura.
Hello.
Are you well?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you do with yourself now to make a book?
To make a book? Yeah. I am working in a coffee shop, unfortunately.
And how are the children in the coffee shop, unfortunately?
They need to be locked up, I think, to be honest.
Now, don't hold back. I want to find out what you really think about these things.
Yeah, I know. I'm quite implied.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in the west of Ireland.
The west of Ireland. We'll leave it at that, so to save blushes of one and all. Typical day of a life of a coffee shop worker, then, regarding kids. The bold
typical
one.
Day. Well, I have to say, most kids are very well-mannered. It's not all kids. But you do get the one that would just make your day that little bit longer. We have kids running around. They like to, like, those groups of kids that come in with their parents who all are going for coffee, and that's fine. But they like to play hide and seek and pull out everything from under tables and go into the office and come behind the counter trying to find places to hide in this game. And they're all running around, which is fine. But we are carrying trays of hot liquid, which I know that two of the workers have fallen over kids before. Fallen over them with, like, boiling water. And it's absolutely craziness. Like, you have kids picking up, like, we have scones and stuff out for self-service that you can pick whichever one you want. And kids just pick up what they want, take a bite out of it and put it back. Oh, it's just absolute craziness. It's horrendous. And you can't say anything to the parents. You can't reward the child either. But it just makes your day a lot harder.
Are you tempted to say to the mother or the father, lads, come on, you know, public
That's
space.
Craziness.
You can do that at home. It's not your kitchen, you know?
No. Like, I've ran out after at least four kids. Like, we're on a busy road. And the kids were able to open the door. We are out on the road after about four kids, and the parents were up back not knowing where their kids are, what they're doing, or that they're going to run out on a busy road. Like, it's craziness.
Yeah, it's the parents' fault. It's not the kids.
100%, yeah. It seems like when they come in to have a cup of coffee, that's fine. They go talk to their friends, and they just, like, if you're going to be at that, get a babysitter.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
But it's funny, whenever you're out and about and you see a bunch of kids, and they're so well behaved and they're pleased and thank you, there's always be one slightly wild one, isn't that it? You know, it's kind of running around and banging on, and you're kind of, look, you see the mother and you're kind of thinking, do you want to, you know, maybe rein it in a little over here? But no. Is that a style of parenting, or is it lazy? What is that? Is that them saying they've got to embrace their inner wildness, or are they just going, I don't see anything, I am blind?
I don't know if it's a style of parent. Well, it could be. I'm not a parent myself, but I think it's more the parents think that it's more so up to us. Like, they expect us to give them colouring books and give them things to do while they're sitting down. Like, it's fair enough, it's a break for them and that's fine, but it's still not up to the employed staff to be the babysitters for their children when they bring them into coffee shops and other shops across the country.
Well, brilliant point somebody made there on the text, which was some kids are wild in the classroom. And, you know, some parents expect the teachers not only to teach them, obviously, how to read and write and spell and everything else, but also to essentially basic good manners.
Yeah. Well, I personally think that good manners starts in the home. Like, if you're going to, I completely agree with bringing kids out in public to try and teach them how to behave in public. But at the same time, if you're going to teach them, try and teach them. Don't just let them learn to themselves.
Okay, Laura, thank you. I could literally feel your pain coming through the line there.
It's not that bad. It's not that
bad.
It
is. It's worse than that.
Some kids are absolutely delicious.
No, you hate children. You want them all put in a cage and sent away.
Yeah, I do.
I can smell it off. But yeah, certainly in the coffee shop thing, it does drive. I think it drives other customers mad as well. When it's the running around. I mean, kids, let kids be kids. I adore children. But there comes a time where you have to say, now, we're doing civilized now for a little while. So then there's a park outside. We'll go there and then you can just do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you just can't say anything to them.
You can't say boo to a ghost.
You have to try and keep them as customers.
I hear you. Well, listen, look after yourself. And good luck with that, your own personal Vietnam.
Thank you.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.